Have you ever thought about like those moments when a message, something that really gets you thinking, pops up right in your everyday life? Like it was meant just for you to find.
Yeah, that feeling, the unexpected, breaking the routine, it really makes people stop and pay attention.
That's what we're diving into today. We've got this really interesting story from Western Kentucky University, WKU. A group of Christian students there, they started this huge visual project. They're chalking the whole Gospel of John all over the campus.
Wow, the whole Gospel of John, that's a lot of chalk. Using something so temporary, so public, it definitely makes you wonder what's going on.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to explore with you today. Why did they do it? What was it like? And what did people on campus think? We found some great stuff to work with, like an article from Christian Culture News, and we want to break this down for you so you don't have to read through all the articles yourself.
We'll unpack it all and talk about why this way of sharing their beliefs might work, and what it might mean in the bigger picture.
All right, so chalking the gospel, right? What's happening is these students at WKU are writing out the entire Gospel of John with chalk on sidewalks, walls, anywhere they can on campus.
And what's interesting is this isn't just like a quiet way of sharing. The article calls it distinctive outreach and evangelism. They're doing it on purpose in a way that everyone can see. It's not a hidden pamphlet. It's part of the campus.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Imagine you're walking to class and suddenly there's a verse from the gospel right there on the ground or on a wall you pass every day. The idea, it seems, is to share what they believe and to maybe get people talking.
And they chose the Gospel of John specifically. That gospel is all about Jesus being the Son of God. So it's not just sharing any Bible verses. They're making a point about their beliefs.
Right. It's not just random verses. It's a whole story all across the campus. It's like they're making it so you can't help but see something about faith, even on a campus that can feel very secular.
Exactly. It's there, but it's not forcing you to listen. The article says each verse is an invitation for self-reflection. It's in public, and people can think about it or not, however they want, whenever they want. It's subtle, but it's there.
So why did they do it? What made these students decide to chalk a whole gospel?
It seems they wanted to share messages of hope, love, and inspiration. And all of that comes from their Christian beliefs. This wasn't just busy work. It was important to them.
The article talks about how they wanted to connect with other students in a real and meaningful way. Maybe they felt like the usual ways of talking about religion weren't working.
Maybe. They also wanted to help people feel like they belonged, especially students who might be feeling alone on a big campus. And the part about bright colors and playful designs, that's interesting too. They wanted to make it look good, something you'd want to look at, not something that pushes people away.
There's a quote from one student in the article that I really liked. She said she felt compelled to be an instrument of positivity, like she had to do something good.
And that feeling probably came from their faith. The article mentions how they were inspired by the Bible, by their own experiences, especially the themes of hope, love, and redemption. These weren't just words in a book. They lived them.
So it was about more than just putting Bible verses out there. They wanted to start conversations, connect with people, make the campus feel more welcoming, make faith something real in their lives.
Exactly. They wanted to make faith something you see and talk about on campus in a way that makes sense to other students, not just in the usual ways.
So how did they actually chalk the whole Gospel of John? That's a lot of work.
Well, they were pretty organized. According to the article, they picked busy spots on campus where lots of people would see it. Placement was key.
Yeah, you have to put it where people are, right?
Yeah.
And what about the materials? They chose chalk that would last a while, but also wash away and wouldn't hurt the environment.
It shows they thought about more than just the message. They didn't want to hurt the place they were trying to make better.
And they didn't just randomly choose verses. They used verses, inspirational quotes, even little stories from their own lives. They wanted to connect with people in different ways.
That makes sense. Different people connect with different things. Those personal stories make it real, show that faith is for real people.
The article mentions that they had meetings to plan everything, to decide what the art would look like, who would do what part of the gospel. It was a team effort.
It had to be. A project this big takes a lot of people working together. Those meetings probably helped them feel like a team, like they were all in it together.
And of course, with anything you do outside, you never know what'll happen. Weather, running out of time, how'd they deal with that?
They were flexible. They paid attention to the weather and had backup plans if it rained. Being able to adapt is important for any project like this, and it probably helped them learn to deal with challenges.
Okay, so what did people on campus think about all this? I'm sure there were a lot of different reactions.
Oh, for sure. The article talks about that. Some people loved it. They like seeing messages about faith and hope, and they said it made them think.
It's cool that some students said it made them talk to each other about their beliefs and stuff. So it did what they wanted, at least for some people.
And they liked that the messages were creative and made them think. The art and the words together made it special.
But not everyone was happy, right? Some professors and staff weren't sure it was okay to have religion on a public university campus.
Right, and that brings up a tough question. How do you balance free speech and keeping religion and government separate, especially at a public university? This happens a lot when religion becomes very visible in public.
It's tricky. The article says that the discussions were about trying to understand each other, people with different opinions. That's the best way to handle these things, right? Figuring out how everyone can be themselves on campus.
Exactly. Creating a place where everyone can share what they believe, but also respecting the rules and the idea of keeping religion and government separate.
And of course, this was happening in the age of social media. Did that play a role?
It did. They used platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter to tell people what they were doing and to show pictures and videos.
So while they were talking the gospel, they were also sharing it online. That's smart, right? They could reach way more people, especially other students who are always online.
Definitely. More people saw it than just the people walking by. And they probably used hashtags to find people online who were interested in religion or what's happening at their university.
And we all know pictures and videos are huge on social media. The article says they posted photos and videos of the chalk art with captions that made people want to comment and share.
It shows how the real world stuff and the online stuff work together. The chalk art looked great in pictures, and the captions gave it more meaning.
I bet all the likes and shares and comments kept them going. It shows that people cared, and it probably motivated them to keep doing it.
It did. It turned what was happening on campus into a much bigger conversation about faith, hope, and what students can do, and people who never even went to WKU could be part of it.
From a religious perspective, what's the significance of sharing the gospel this way?
Well, the article talks about the Great Commission from the Gospel of Matthew, which is like a core instruction for Christians to share their faith and bring people to Christianity. This chalking project is a really active and visible way of doing that.
They're spreading the gospel quite literally, doing it out in the open, not just in a church.
And it emphasizes making faith visible and easy to access, like in Mark, where it says to preach the gospel to everyone. They're putting it out there for anyone, not waiting for people to come looking for it.
Using something as unexpected as chalk art, it's pretty creative. The article calls it a new way of sharing core Christian ideas and making people think.
Yeah, it might reach people who don't like traditional religion or who might be hesitant. It's different, so maybe it's less intimidating.
The article has some personal stories from the students, which is really cool. One student, Sarah, said she was nervous at first, but then she felt really happy sharing her faith through art.
It shows you can grow and change when you do things like this. It's a powerful and meaningful experience to share what you believe, even if it's scary.
Jeremy, another student, said he never thought about art as a way to share his faith before. Actually, doing the chalking made him think more deeply about what the verses meant and feel closer to the other students.
That's awesome. It shows how being creative can help you understand your faith better and how working together on something meaningful can bring people together.
And there's this touching story from Emily. Someone stopped to read her chalk message, and that positive moment made her want to share her faith even more. That human connection seems really important.
Totally. When you see your actions affecting others, it's motivating. Those little moments show that what they're doing matters.
So what's next for these students? More chalking or something new?
The article says they want to keep doing this kind of outreach, keep the conversation about faith going on campus. They're thinking about all sorts of creative ways to do it.
So maybe not just chalk. They're talking about maybe doing online art, exhibitions, even helping out in the community. Sounds like they're thinking ahead.
It shows they understand that reaching different people might take different methods, both in the real world and online.
They've also learned that talking to people face-to-face and building relationships are important parts of sharing their message. It's great that they're thinking about working with other groups on campus to create spaces where everyone feels welcome to talk about spirituality.
That's a fantastic idea. Working together makes a bigger impact and creates an environment where everyone can participate. It's not just about preaching, it's about building bridges.
And they're going to keep evaluating their strategies and changing things up based on feedback and what's new in communication. Being flexible is so important, especially in the long run.
I agree. By paying attention to what's happening around them, they can make sure their efforts stay relevant and impactful.
So thinking back on this whole chalking the gospel thing, It's amazing how powerful creativity can be when it comes to sharing faith. It's way more than just writing words on a sidewalk.
Absolutely. The article says that something as simple as chalk can be way more effective than traditional ways of sharing faith. It grabs attention and makes people think in a new way.
It's that element of surprise, something unexpected in your day that makes you stop and look.
And creativity helps spark those conversations and build a sense of community around shared beliefs and exploring spirituality.
It's pretty amazing how this kind of creative expression can make it easier to talk about faith, especially for people who might be hesitant.
Definitely. And the fact that a lot of students liked it shows the value of this kind of visually appealing and well-thought-out outreach.
It makes you wonder how other groups, not just religious ones, could use their own creativity to share their messages or values in surprising and powerful ways.
That's a great point. This is a good example for all of us, showing how we can use our own skills and creativity to connect with people and share what matters to us.
In the end, as the article says, this creative outreach could lead to moments that change people's lives and encourage them on their own spiritual journeys.
It shows that new ideas and methods can have a real and lasting impact on individuals and the community.
So, to wrap up our look at the WKU Students Project, we've seen how they found a really creative way to share their faith, going beyond the usual methods. We talked about the different reactions from people on campus, which shows the ongoing conversation about religion in public spaces. We saw how visual communication, both in the real world and online, played a big role. And we learned about the personal impact it had on the students involved.
And we hope you, our listener, now have a better understanding of this unique form of modern outreach and how faith and creativity can work together.
Here's something to think about. What are some unexpected ways or everyday things you could use to share ideas or build community where you are? What opportunities for connection are you missing, just waiting for a little creativity to make them happen?
That's a great question to ponder. The possibilities are truly endless.
We hope you enjoyed this deep dive, and we'll see you on the next one.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.